Good morning. It is joyful to see you here today. We serve a living God. He loves us. He sent His Son to die for us on the cross, shedding His blood, just so we could have the opportunity to live with Him forevermore. He is worthy of all of our praise. Amen? From our scripture reading this morning, in the Old Testament, there was a man named Enoch who is said walked with God. Well, who was Enoch? He was the seventh generation from Adam through the righteous line of Seth. He was the father of Noah. It says Enoch walked with God. I think the NIV says Enoch walked faithfully with God. The New Living Translation says Enoch walked in close fellowship with God. But Enoch was a righteous man, and he proclaimed the truth. He lived in a time of wickedness, where man's heart was totally upon evil every day. He lived right before the flood, and man was wicked and evil, and he preached to try to turn them back to God, to warn them. Jude, in the New Testament, said of Enoch, "See, the Lord is coming with 10,000 of His angels to judge everyone and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts they have committed in their ungodliness and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against Him." Well, Enoch proclaimed the truth. He was trying to get people to recognize their wilderness. He walked with God. Well, shouldn't we want to do the same? Shouldn't we want to be known as we walk with God? Are we walking with God? The scripture says Enoch walked with God and God took him. What does it mean God took him? Well, the Hebrew writer tells us in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, it says, "By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him." Now, before he was taken, he was committed as having pleased God. It says that Enoch was so pleasing unto God that God took him straight to heaven without him having to face death. Can you imagine God thinking you're so faithful to Him and so pleasing unto Him through your serving and obeying Him that He would take you straight to heaven and you wouldn't have to face death? You wouldn't have to walk through the valley of the shadow of darkness all alone? Enoch was considered one who walked righteous before God. I think it's interesting, maybe you haven't noticed it or not, but in Genesis chapter 5, Enoch lived the shortest of any man in that chapter. It says they lived from 777 years to 969 years. It says Enoch lived 365 years. But the man who lived the shortest followed the man who lived the longest, Methuselah, who lived 969. Enoch lived 365 years, which was very short in that period of time. And praise God, so early in his life that God took him to be with him. Thus, twice we're told Enoch walked with God. He was in close fellowship, in close communion with God. Can I walk hand in hand with God? This morning, I want us to talk about our daily walk with God. And my daily walk with God is a walk of faith. Well, what is faith? The Hebrew writer tells us, chapter 11, verse 1, "For faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." He goes on to say in Hebrews 11, 6, "For without faith it is impossible to please God. For you must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." So if I don't have faith, I can't please my God. Well, how strong is my faith today? Is my faith strong and healthy? Am I faithfully serving Him, walking after Him, striving to do His will? Paul told those at Corinth that we walk by faith and not by sight. What does it mean we walk by faith and not by sight? Well, it means we walk daily trusting in God. We walk daily putting Him first in our lives, having fellowship with Him as we strive to walk faithfully before Him. Well, we walk daily looking forward to the promises that God has given unto us, the promises concerning our future. Do we not live and stay faithful unto God because of what is to come? We have the promises of God, of heaven evermore. My most favorite passage in Scripture is John 14:1-3, where Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to do what? I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus returned to heaven to make ready a place for us if we walk faithfully before Him and if we live pleasing unto God. So how am I doing in my Christian walk? I'm walking before Jesus. Well, what is this faith that we choose to live for daily? The Hebrew writer tells us that Abraham walked by faith. Hebrews 11:10 says, "For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose designer and builder was God." It says Abraham was looking for another city, one that God has built. It says he walked by faith. He answers God's call, and he left Ur of the Chaldees to follow God, not knowing where he's going. Have we answered the call of God to become a disciple of Jesus Christ? Am I a Christian today? If I'm a Christian, then I need to be looking for that city whose foundation was designed and built by God. Throughout the book of Exodus, what did God have to constantly remind His people? He had to remind them, "I am the Lord your God." People, we must never lose sight of that. That God is our Lord. And we're to faithfully worship and service Him as we walk after Him over and over. He had to remind us. Do we need to be reminded over and over who we serve? Do we need to be reminded over and over how powerful He is? That we need to be reminded over and over that we're going to stand before Jesus Christ in judgment. And we're going to have to give an account for how we chose to live. Did we choose to live for God in His righteousness? Or did we choose to live for self? Walking by faith is a living faith. The system of faith provided in the gospel. How did the Apostle Paul live? Galatians 2:20, he said, "For I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the faith, I live by the Son of God." Paul said, "Christ now lives in me." Do you realize Christ is living in you? He says, "Yet not I, but Christ lives in me." And that means he's putting Christ first every day. He's living for Jesus. In Philippians 1:21, Paul says, "For it is better to depart and be with the Lord." He said in Philippians 1 that to live for God is better to live for himself. Now, question. Paul also talks about putting off the old man and putting on the new man. What's the old man? It's the life of sin. It's a life of where we did whatever we wanted to, whether it pleased God or not. He says, you put on the new man made in the image of God. What does it mean for we're made in the image of God? Well, we're given a soul. But when we are created, we're righteous. We portray the image of God. The whole point of redemption is to try to restore us to that image. And to do that, we're to live like Christ every day. We're to strive to grow more and more like Him. He said, put on the new man created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Paul told the Ephesians, we speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body, the church. He says, every day we're striving to grow more and more like Christ. Am I striving to grow more like Christ every day? You know, sometimes we become complacent. We are happy where we are. We read the Bible, but we don't study the Bible. We read of the life of Christ, but are we reading it and striving to imitate it? Are we striving to let people see Jesus in me? Can they tell by the way I live that I'm walking by faith? I sure hope so. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Please open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 25 through 31. If you don't have your Bible with you, pull it up on your cell phone. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 25 down through 31. Paul tells us as Christians how we should be living. Beginning, he says, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. For we're members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. And give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Now, could we take this and make a checklist of it to look at every day? Am I no longer telling lies? Am I always speaking the truth? Am I striving to live for Jesus? Does no corrupting talk come out of my mouth? Does no profanity come out of my mouth? No cuss words come out of my mouth? No taking God's name in vain coming out of my mouth? A lot of people, when they get angry, boy, out it comes. I'm a Christian. I don't talk that way. Am I striving to resist the temptations of Satan? When I get angry, do I control my anger and not let it lead me into sin? Here is a list by which we should be living, and none of those should be in our lives. Verse 32, look what it says. It says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Are we kind to everyone we meet? Or do we prejudge them before we meet them and say, I don't want to have anything to do with them? This says be kind to everyone. He says forgiving one another. How forgiving of a person are you? Are you still mad at your wife? Are you mad at your husband today? Did you have a fight before you came to church? Are you holding a grudge against your spouse or against a friend? He says forgive one another as Christ forgave you. So, my daily walk with God is a walk of faith. My daily walk with God is a walk of humility. I want us to turn over to Micah chapter 6 in the Old Testament. Micah is one of the minor prophets. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah. So Micah is right behind Jonah. And I want us to look at Micah chapter 6. Because Micah tells us what God expects of us. And this is important. We need to know what God expects of me as I strive to live for Him. Look at verse 8. Micah says, He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? What does God require of me? That I'm just, that I'm true, that I love kindness, and to do what? And to walk humbly with your God. I'm to walk with all humility before God. I'm to love God. I need to remember God is holy. He's transcendent, omnipotent, omniscient. And I need to remember that I'm walking with a holy God who is beside me every minute of the day. Jesus is right there. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So my whole day, Jesus is walking with me. And am I walking with all humility? You know, there's a natural tendency in man to be self-centered and turn him to live the way he wants to. I'm going to live the way I want to live. And some say, regardless of what God's Word says. Is that walking by faith? Is that walking in all humility? Absolutely not. I want you to turn. Jesus spoke a parable that illustrates the difference. I want you to turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. We need to remember that our walk must be with humility and not lifted up with pride. And Jesus tells this parable to illustrate that. Luke 18, let's read verses 9 through 14. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. He says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Did the Pharisee not exalt himself? I'm so thankful I'm not like everybody else. I'm so thankful, I'm so good, I'm so faithful, and everybody else, look how they're living, they're wicked sinners. And he said the tax collector stood afar off. Can you see the Pharisees walk right down front right here? And the Pharisee standing back by the door, he wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. And he beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have you ever been at that point? Oh, I have. I've laid prostrate on the floor many times, crying out, pleading, begging with God to be merciful to me, to forgive me of my sin, to receive me. Please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. That's this tax collector. That is so one who is so humble. Why? Who did Jesus say would be justified that day? the one who humbled himself before God. Our walk must be with all humility, not lifted up with pride. Our daily walk with God is for God's glory. Do you remember what he said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16? Let your light so shine before men that they may do what? That they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. They can see you working as a Christian. They can see you doing good. They can see you helping others. They can see you giving to the poor. And it brings glory to God. Well, let me ask, how is God glorified by our daily walk? Jesus tells us in John chapter 15, verse 8, Jesus says, by this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So I must walk with all humility. I must let my light shine and bear fruit. I must be sharing my faith with the people around me every day. I must be striving to lead people to Jesus. Now there's only, what, a little over 2 months left in this year. Can I strive to teach at least one person about Jesus? Can I share my faith with someone within the next 2+ months? Or don't sell yourself short. Can I share my faith with 10 people before the end of the year? Can I bear fruit for Jesus? Can I bear the fruit of the Spirit that lives within me? Love, joy, peace, patience, gladness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Can I bear fruit to glorify God? If I'm walking with God, I must let my light shine and bear fruit. Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. You can do anything because God is with you. And Christ has given you strength. Well, my daily walk with God is a walk in the light. Do you remember the Apostle John saying that for everyone, for all who walk in the light, I'm sorry, I'm going so fast my mind just went blank. And I quote this verse all the time. 1 John 1, I'm so bothered. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we're supposed to be walking like God. We're supposed to be walking like our Savior. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with God. Didn't we say walking by faith was having communion and fellowship with God? And it says the blood of Jesus cleanses us from our sin. Now, we walk in the light as He is in the light. But why do some people change their walk and back out of the light? Because the light reveals our sin. And when we're walking in the light, that's revealed. Some people don't want to repent of their sin. So they back into gray, back towards the darkness, so they don't have to repent because they're enjoying their sin and they don't want to stop it. But if we're going to walk in the light as He is in the light, we need to realize His blood purchased us from that sin. So all the dark blemishes, if I walk daily in the light, then the dark blemishes begin to disappear. That is, when I come to the light, my consciousness is aware of what sin is, and I start to repent of them, and as I repent of them, they begin to disappear. The more I walk in the light, the brighter I become. Remember Moses in the presence of God on the mountain? When he came down, his face totally glowed. The more I walk in the light, the more I'm with Jesus, the more I'm with God, letting the Holy Spirit work within me, the brighter my light shines. So why would anyone want to back out of the light? You know, it's what Jesus said in John 3:20. Listen as I read. Jesus says, "For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." Do I have darkness in my life today? Am I striving to put it behind me by calling upon God and seeking His forgiveness and repentance? With sin removed and my light becoming brighter every day, just like it said in Enoch, "Walk with God." The brighter I become, the closer I walk with God. That can be said about you. That can be said about me. That He walks with God. Walking with God is a walk in the light. If I walk daily in the light, the dark blemishes begin to appear. And if I'm walking in the light, then it does not matter what day the Lord returns. If I'm walking in the light, living faithfully unto God, having fellowship with Him and community with Him, it doesn't matter when Jesus comes again. If Jesus were to come today, if I'm in the light, I rise to meet Him in the air, to depart, to be with Him forevermore. Are you asking yourself, am I walking in the light today? Maybe you're asking, what must I do to walk in the light? Well, Jesus says to walk in the light, you must believe in Him. John says, Jesus saying, if you believe not that I am He, you will die in your sins. John 8:24. And Jesus says, we must repent of those sins. And we must be baptized, fully immersed in water to have those sins washed away. Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be damned. Am I ready to repent of my sin and be baptized into Christ? We have water. We have garments you can change into. You need baptized this morning. Or maybe my light as a Christian is not shining very brightly. Maybe I need to seek God's forgiveness to return to the light. If you need to come to God today, if you need to come to Jesus to make your life right, we want to give you the opportunity right now and ask you to respond to the front as we stand and sing.